Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, June 3rd, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of finance news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Mariner acquires Taurus Asset Management, adds $1.4 billion in assets under advisement. Mariner, a national financial services firm, has acquired Taurus Asset Management, a New York City-based wealth management firm with approximately $1.4 billion in assets under advisement. This acquisition expands Mariner's expertise in serving professional athletes. Established in 2004 by founder and managing principal Brad Peck, Taurus Asset Management provides tailored wealth planning and investment management for high-net-worth individuals and families. Mariner's CEO and President, Marty Bicknell, noted that Taurus Asset Management's experience in working with high-profile clients, particularly professional athletes, enhances their capabilities. The deal closed on May 31, 2025, with Taurus Asset Management adopting the Mariner name and branding. The team continues to serve clients from its Madison Avenue location, offering integrated support in estate planning, tax preparation, insurance, and personal finance. Advizon appoints Clark Richards as vice president. Advizon, a comprehensive technology platform for financial advisors, has appointed Clark Richards as vice president of client success. Richards will lead client-facing teams, focusing on customer support and relationship management. With over 14 years of experience in client engagement and team leadership, Richards brings a wealth of knowledge to Advizon. His strategic leadership will further enhance Advizon's commitment to delivering exceptional service to its rapidly growing client base of over 2,100 advisory firms. CEO Hylan Lee expressed excitement about Richards' appointment, highlighting his alignment with Advizon's mission of providing powerful technology and an exceptional experience. Richards' background, working with enterprise clients, will contribute to Advizon's ongoing growth and success.
The NAVEX 2025 Regional Whistleblowing Benchmark Report highlights the rise in anonymous reports. NAVEX, the global leader in integrated risk and compliance management software, has released its 2025 Regional Whistleblowing and Incident Management Benchmark Report. The report analyzed 2.15 million reports from NAVEX customers across Europe, Asia-Pacific, North America, and South America. Key findings include North America receiving the highest report volume, Europe experiencing the largest increase in reporting levels, and all regions seeing a rise in median reports per 100 employees. Europe and APAC have longer case closure times compared to North America, and Europe and APAC also have a higher time difference between incident and report date. Additionally, Europe, APAC, and South America have higher rates of anonymous reports, indicating potential fear of retaliation. Retaliation substantiation rates vary by region, with Europe leading at 32%. Privately owned companies are more likely to substantiate reports, while public companies have lower substantiation rates. NAVEX emphasizes the importance of creating trusted reporting channels to prevent issues and liabilities.
ABVC Biopharma announces board approval of share dividend, showing confidence in subsidiary growth and long-term shareholder value. ABVC Biopharma Inc. announced board approval for a share dividend, distributing one share of AIBTL Biopharma Inc. for each ABVC common stock owned by shareholders. Approximately 15 million AIBTL shares are expected to be distributed after inclusion in a registration statement. This marks the company's first dividend payment, aiming to boost shareholder confidence. AIBTL, ABVC's subsidiary, focuses on Asian healthcare business, with ABVC holding a majority stake. The partnership is set to enhance ABVC's international business development for CNS programs in MDD and ADHD markets. AIBTL is a biopharmaceutical company developing botanical-based therapeutic candidates for CNS disorders, leveraging traditional botanical knowledge and modern research. ABVC Biopharma, with a pipeline of 6 drugs and 1 medical device, conducts trials through phase 2 with in-licensed technology from renowned research institutions.
Riot Platforms appoints Jonathan Gibbs as Chief Data Center Officer. Riot Platforms, a Bitcoin-driven industry leader in data center development, has appointed Jonathan Gibbs as Chief Data Center Officer. Jonathan will lead the strategic development of Riot's new platform, focusing on state-of-the-art data centers for hyperscale and enterprise tenants. This move diversifies Riot's revenues and strengthens its capabilities to contract with leading tech companies. With over 15 years of experience in building large-scale data centers, Jonathan brings valuable expertise to Riot. The company's vertically integrated strategy and significant available capacity position it well to meet the growing demand for high-performance computing. Riot Platforms Inc., NASDAQ, aims to be the world's leading Bitcoin-driven infrastructure platform, impacting sectors and communities positively.
Grant Thornton appoints Rick Charette as CFO. Grant Thornton, a leading provider of audit, assurance, tax, and advisory services, has appointed Rick Charette as its new Chief Financial Officer. Charette, with nearly 30 years of financial executive experience, will succeed Mohamed Bayat, who is retiring after over 2 decades with the company. Charette officially takes on the CFO role on June 2nd. His background includes leadership roles at private equity-backed companies and public markets. CEO Jim Pico expressed confidence in Charette's ability to drive value as the company expands globally. Before joining Grant Thornton, Charette was CFO at Transportation Equipment Network, where he improved operational efficiency. Charette is excited to build on the firm's legacy of innovation and growth. Grant Thornton, with revenues of $2.7 billion in offices across the U.S., Ireland, and the UAE, offers a wide range of professional services through its member firms in over 150 global markets. The Mission Driven Bank Fund invests in Mississippi Community Bank, advancing affordable home ownership. The Mission Driven Bank Fund announced an investment in GBS Financial Inc., the bank holding company for Grand Bank for Savings, FSB, also known as Grand Dot Bank, a minority depository institution promoting affordable home ownership. Grand Dot Bank, based in Hattiesburg, Miss., aims to enhance the financial well-being of underserved communities. The fund's investment will support Grand Dot Bank in providing affordable financial solutions across the United States. This marks the 10th deployment for MDBF, which continues to raise capital and invest in mission-aligned banks. The fund seeks to drive growth and financial resiliency in the mission-driven bank sector to close the racial wealth gap.
Investnet appoints Sean Magan as head of RIA distribution. Investnet has appointed Sean Mayan as head of RIA distribution, a new role aimed at strengthening the company's investment in the registered independent advisor community. Magan will focus on deepening client relationships and providing technology, data insights, and managed account solutions for RIAs. With nearly 20 years of experience in wealth management, Magan is well-equipped to understand the technology needs of RIAs. Investnet's commitment to serving RIAs is further highlighted by this strategic appointment, signaling a focus on delivering for RIAs and helping them scale and grow their practices.
Trilliant appoints Bobby Paul as Managing Director. Trilliant has appointed Bobby Paul as Managing Director within the firm's Financial Crimes and Fraud Solutions team. With over 2 decades of experience in risk and compliance programs, Bobby will help financial institutions mitigate and prevent fraud and financial crime. Her background includes leading fraud programs at MVB and Experian, focusing on reducing losses and enhancing operational efficiency. Bobby's expertise will strengthen Trilliant's ability to advise clients at every stage of maturity, from early-stage fintechs to global institutions. Her appointment reinforces Trilliant's hands-on capability across the fraud and identity risk lifecycle, turning regulatory scrutiny into resilient programs. Treliant, headquartered in Washington, D.C., provides consulting services to financial services companies globally.
Henry Mercer named Chief Investment Officer at Witham Wealth Management. Henry Mercer has been named Chief Investment Officer of Witham Wealth Management, a firm co-founded by Pinnacle Associates, Ltd. Mercer brings over 45 years of investment management experience to the role, having most recently served as president of Mercer Capital Advisors, Inc. He began his investment career in 1979 at Tucker Anthony and R.L. Day in New York, eventually becoming president and founding partner of Mercer, Bokert, Buckman, and Reed, Inc. Mercer, a Monmouth University graduate, has been a dedicated supporter of the institution, serving on its board of trustees since 2011. With his strategic thinking and commitment to delivering value to clients, Mercer is poised to make a significant impact at Witham Wealth Management. Mining news breaks. Trillion Energy International Inc. TCF, TRLF, settles 101K debt with share issuance, including insider participation. Trillion Energy International Inc. TEF plans to settle $101,854 in debt by issuing 2,237,082 common shares to consultants and an officer. The shares will have a hold period of 4 months and 1 day. This includes 573,002 shares issued to an officer for management services, classified as a related party transaction. Insider participation remains below 25% of market capitalization, exempting the company from formal valuation and minority shareholder approval requirements. Trillion Energy focuses on oil and natural gas production in Europe and Turkey, holding interests in the SASB natural gas field and the Sendere oil field. For more information, visit the company's website. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.